This is Ray Baraldi at 213 Strategic Partners, and this is our month in review. Not a lot of movement in the last month, quite honestly, through March. Really, market just kind of bounced up and down, S&P 500 index specifically speaking of, between 5,100 and 5,250, right now landing right around 5,200, as it were. What was the biggest news? I would say the market has expectations for multiple rate cuts from the Fed this year. And they're kind of pump faking that number, which at the beginning of the year, the expectation was four. And then people say, oh, is it going to be three? Now some people think it could be as few as none. And the market is wrangling with that. Against that backdrop is corporate earnings, which has been solid, but there's really substantial expectations on corporate earnings for the rest of this year to kind of keep the market as elevated as it is and continue to see it grind higher. So if those expectations are met, I think the market will shake off the rate cuts largely throughout the year. But the bigger thing is your breadth and some of your small and mid caps really reacted most negatively to the news that potentially a rate cut or two might not happen, and you could be in a year where there's no rate cuts whatsoever. So as far as in the last month, Russell 2000 is just very slightly negative. Where that could go for the rest of the year, again, is going to be dependent on corporate earnings. For a lot of companies that need financing to survive, and need reasonable rates to be able to continue moving forward, could that snuff them out by the end of this year? I guess that's all a wait and see. So for now, our team's expectations, I think you will still see a couple rate cuts this year. I think the Fed is just touch and go, and they have, unfortunately, as little visibility as anyone with inflation. They do want to wrangle inflation. I think they're going to be patient on the rate cuts, but I do think they get one out of the way here in the summer and then potentially do another one as we get into the third or fourth quarter. Towards the end of the year, I do not think it's going to be a four rate cut year. And at this point, that might be completely off the table regardless. So, not much going on this month. It's really going to be what is Q1 earnings look like here in the next few weeks? And will they be meeting expectations to keep markets kind of where the levels they're at right now or even potentially further this melt up? 213 Strategic Partners is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. All information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. 213 Strategic Partners and Hightower Advisors LLC have not independently verified the accuracy or completeness of the information contained. 213 Strategic Partners and Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information or for statements or errors or omissions or results obtained from the use of this information. 213 Strategic Partners and Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to the information provided. The materials discussed were created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of the speaker and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates. 213 Strategic Partners and Hightower Advisors LLC or any of its affiliates do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended to be used or presented to any entity as tax or legal advice. Clients are urged to consult.